This is The Takeaway, and I'm Farai Chidea.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And on the line with us is Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, sports blogger, our sports contributor based in Brooklyn, where he joins us from this morning on the line. Unfortunately, we don't have you down here, Ibrahim. Good morning.
I miss you guys. Good morning.
Yeah, you know, it's game five for the Cavs and the Orlando Magic in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals. I don't know what you think, Ibrahim, but it seems like the Magic has really got the Cavaliers' number. They put them off their game. What do you think?
They definitely, they're a passing team. They're shooting a high percentage from the three-point line, and they're playing as the better team.
And LeBron, while he's had some unbelievable standout performances, it just doesn't look like he can maybe get over the bar here.
It's interesting. The other night, he had some glaring errors in the very end of the game, and it reminded us that he's not quite the heir to Michael Jordan as everyone wants him to be.
All right, LeBron James, of course, the star of the Cleveland Cavaliers, the global NBA star, as we've talked about many times on this program, and everyone wants him to match up with Kobe Bryant of the LA Lakers, and boy, it doesn't look like it's going to happen. Let's move to the Western Conference Final, but it could happen. You
certainly
called
could.
The Nuggets over the Lakers, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. What do you think? The Lakers have a 3-2 lead now.
I just want to point out that I also called Orlando over the Cavs.
Could happen.
the Lakers and the Nuggets series is a really tough, hard-fought series right now, and it's really going to come down to the seventh game, and I think the Lakers actually have the edge.
And Kobe is really at the top of his game in this series. I've watched a couple of these games. It's really amazing to watch him. He is totally focused.
A.K.A. the Black Mamba. Kobe has been on fire at the end of games particularly. His fourth quarters are memorable.
Memorable. Killer, I would call them. What do the Nuggets have to do to even this series in the next game?
They have to play with the same energy that they played with in Denver 2 games ago. Birdman has to stay high-flying and swooping down from the rafters and blocking shots. Guys like J.R. Smith and Carter have to come through, because right now it seems as though Carmelo Anthony is going a little bit slower than he was in the early part of the series. He's not dropping down 30 points, so the rest of the team has to chip in. They've had balanced scoring, and they have to do that and get rebounds.
Well, as auto workers in Detroit worry about the bankruptcy of Chrysler and General Motors, they at least have the Detroit Red Wings going for them. A final thing on the NHL Stanley Cup that's now set. The Red Wings are in.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. They're 8-1 at home in the playoffs. This will be the second time in about, I think it's like 15 years, that you have a repeat in the NHL playoffs. So they're going to be playing Pittsburgh. Osgood, the goalie, had 30 saves. Last night's game was sudden death, and a star was made in Darren Helm.
And the Detroit Red Wings, I mean, this is great news for Detroit, right? You got to root for the Red Wings.
They've won 4 cups in 11 seasons. They last repeated in 97 and 98. So it's definitely Detroit is flying high with the Red Wings, even while the auto game is not flying so high.
Exactly. A flat tire there. Well, let's recap. Tonight is game 5 for the Cavaliers and the Orlando Magic. That series is 3-1 in favor of the Magic in the Western Conference. L.A. Lakers lead that series 3-2 over the Denver Nuggets. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen is calling the Nuggets and the Magic. We shall have to see. And, of course, in the Stanley Cup, it's the Red Wings and the Pittsburgh Penguins. Ibrahim, thanks for being with us.
Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.